Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
welcome everybody to our show about love, and where we have Ezra as our special guest. This is Pure Windsong, and I'm called in from the Netherlands, and I co-host this show together with Sean Christie. She's from the UK, and normally with Kelly, but he went through some kind of a ceremony, so I don't know if he's going to be here today, but welcome, everybody. It's very good to see you again. And are you there, Sean?
Yes, I am. Hiya. Hi, everybody. And our theme today is love, as Marieke said. It's a very popular theme for our guests, as it's something really magical. I know you'll agree. And we're all made of it. And when we tap into everything that's inside us, it completely transforms our lives. I feel it is a vibration all around, which can be triggered by beautiful scenery, but especially by music, as that is also a vibration. So when I hear a beautiful song, I find it really easy to get from a negative vibration back onto the love vibration. Hey, that's a good title for a song, isn't it? The love vibration.
Yeah, the love
I'll have to write one about that. Anyway, it's great to be back, and hopefully Gary will be here soon, but if not, we'll just continue, because we've got loads of lovely people in the chat room, 25 in the chat room. sending out love and healing to everyone out there. And we're going to do a song especially for Ocean Wave, Skarask, the next song. This is a special request for something for Skarask. So this is for you. And it's a lovely song chosen by Azra, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's called Pilgrim.
Yeah.
And when you listen to it, you can get your candles ready for the candle ceremony later on and get yourself a glass of water or maybe two. To
put the fire out.
Yes, and to put the fire out when it's not going good with your candle. Okay, here we're going to enjoy it, and after that we'll be back and introduce our special guests. Here we go.
Pilgrim, how you journey.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was Pilgrim.
Yeah, really beautiful.
Yeah,
okay,
true.
Before and chosen by our dear Astra, and before I'm introducing you to her, I would like you to preload this link of the meditation for later on. And you can pause the player, please, and turn the volume down and give us a heart in the chat room when you have done it. And then later we're going to see this new movie together, and it's chosen by Asra, and it's definitely her all-time favorite. Isn't that so, Asra? Hello, darling. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, that's good. Welcome.
Thank you so very much for having me here. I'm extremely honored.
Yeah.
We're honored to have you.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah. You're very welcome, dear sister. And you have you're going to tell us about shamanism, isn't that so?
Yes. I'll introduce myself.
Yes.
Again. My name is Azra, and my sole purpose is to serve with love. My life mantra is, love is the key. Believe and it will be. A little bit about me, my background. I am a former ballet dancer with classical training in piano, history, literature, and the arts, a BA in sociology. I've worked in the mental health field as a research assistant and was in the legal profession for about 18 years. A little bit about my own healing journey, being a lifetime. We're all pilgrims, and that's why we're all here now. While I was recovering from a severe illness, Graves' disease, which rendered me blind for a period of approximately 2 years. I was not supposed to regain my eyesight, according to the Western doctors. But I realize now that while I was down in the dark abyss, I became acutely aware of the world of energy, my own potential for healing myself. When I regained when I was gradually regaining my eyesight, I first became connected with Reiki, became a Reiki master twice over, and I realized that I was searching for more in-depth study and found this one through a series of synchronistic events. I connected with the all-encompassing teachings of the Four Winds Society. Now, the Four Winds Society is a beautiful, incredibly beautiful, rich tapestry of teachings. It's an oral tradition of the ancient Inca, and it was established by Alberto Valdo, and he has extrapolated this beautiful tradition, synthesized it, and creatively brought it to the West, so to speak. In his own unique way, Alberto is doing his part on a global and universal scale to bring the condor, great eagle, and great eagle together in flight, metaphorically bringing the ways of the indigenous ancient people to the West. And this is part of the prophecy. And in this tradition, shaman is defined as the wounded healer. As shamans, doing this training, we transmute, transform, and transcend our own wounding by diving deep within our energetic and physical bodies. Through this experiential learning, our wounds become our medicine. This is done with an incredibly beautiful grace through creating sacred drama, ritual, and forth ceremony. Notes, our handouts at the Four Winds are very, very, very rare. All of it is done by diving deep within. It's pure experiential learning. For me, it's the only way. Everything is within and comes from within, and it's only by dropping down into our bodies, listening to our bodies, and following that energy that we can truly, from my own experience, truly connect with and do our own healing. As shamans, we are trained to be guides. Since everyone is unique, and we train to follow another's energy, so we act as guides, and we assist in helping people move their own energy through breath work. And we also have a few things that we can do to assist the movement of that energy. Release it where it is held, using the basic seven chakra system, and then we have other tools that we use as well. I am currently, we also use fire. Fire ceremony is one of the very sacred and central ceremonies which we use to transmute and release things as well. And usually done with the Yule cycle. And I'm currently enrolled in a stage program with the Four Winds Society. And if anyone is interested, it's the4winds.com. Beautiful, beautiful work. The intense training of the school provides scientific framework through which you learn the ancient Inca's art of energy medicine. An offshoot of this, how we work is we shift and clear and transform dense energies with light. The luminous energy field for the light body can be repatterned to physical, emotional, and soul, back to a state of wellness by moving energy using techniques such as illumination, bringing light in to the body, into the chakras, soul retrieval and extraction. We can heal deeply from our illness and emotional issues, and also imprints. Often there are genetic imprints, such as I had with Grace disease, which are held in the luminous energy field, and it's only when they become so dense that they, if they're not dealt with, then they become manifest in the body. So even though you may have a physical illness, it's always the soul's journey that is followed and tapped into. What is the soul asking for? An offshoot of the Dying Consciously, or sorry, an offshoot of the Four Winds is a not-for-profit organization called Dying Consciously. It's dyingconsciously.org. I am a shaman trained by the Four Winds, but also a certified teacher for Dying Consciously. And last summer, I had the incredible opportunity, great honor of seeing my best friend, my beloved mom, on her spirit flight from this life to the next. The dying process is a very psychic time. It's also a time where there is so much opportunity for healing, not only for the dying, but also for family members, friends. An opportunity to say all the thank yous, I love yous, all those things that often go unsaid. And this whole process is about bringing peace, compassion, healing, grace, and dignity back to the dying process. And ideally, if at all possible, to bring, you know, bring our family members back into our homes, as I was very blessed, able to do for my mom. It was one of the most difficult things that I've ever done in my life, but it's also the best and most beautiful. Thank you, Mom. And I guess, and also, I'd just like to say one thing about our beautiful animal friends and the healing that they offer to us. Just incredible. And by way of, I guess it was about a week ago, my dad, who is in his 90s year, he unfortunately was in complete denial that my mom was dying, and did not use that opportunity to say all the things that he would have liked to have said. I know that he just was not able to do at that time. And a week ago, when one of his beloved pussycats, it was time for her to go, and she had taken on a lot of his stuff. And through losing her, she also gave, you know, it was very sad, but it was also a great gift because it has helped my dad to finally cry for the first time, which is, I mean, it's so poignant, so sad, but so beautiful as well for him to finally mourn my mom. And Gwen helped with that. Also, I was able to, it's the first time I'd ever been with a pet when they were put to rest. And I utilized the Dying Consciously process. It's the Great Death Spiral, I was able to do that for beautiful little Gwen and send her beautiful soul and final spirit flight, the greatest journey. And that actually has given me a beautiful, gentle entree into my physical community to bring these teachings to my physical community. I expect to finish with one last thing, if I may. It's a beautiful quote, one of many, from Alberto Giraldo, just about shamanism in general. The shaman recognizes that she is on this earth to explore and experience love, and that she has to adapt circumstances because she's not the only one on the dance floor. She works cooperatively, dreaming with others, and fashioning something new.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Mune. Mune is the Quechua, the indigenous people of the Andes. It's their term for I love you. It's Mune, M-U-N-A-Y. It means I love you or be as thou art. And it is a concept of love as an organizing principle of the universe.
And so it is. Beautiful, Ezra. My mouth falls open when you speak. You have so much to share with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. We can continue on. We go over to see the video together that you have chosen. It's called Heart of Dreams. And you're telling us a little bit later about dream work too, eh, Ezra? So
yeah, I'll touch upon that briefly.
Okay, and that's very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, people, I think everybody already knows how it goes. When you have clicked on the link, I'm going to do the countdown. And then we see the video together, and it's chosen by Ezra. Beautiful video called Heart of Dreams. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play it. Thank you.
Right, now it's time for our candle ceremony. So we light our candles and incense, if we have any. We light the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light, also for protection, and also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love, light, and healing to all mankind. I've lit my incense as well. It's called Nag Champa. It smells beautiful. And we're going to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to call the names three times. We're going to say, Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. And thank you too. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light, and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the wonderful energies of the Ascended Master, Sananda Jesus, and the divine feminine energies of Magdalena. We ask you to be present with us now, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and the Christ energies, and we ask that they close around our circle of love and light, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 31 therapists in the chat room, and before Azra comes back on to do the meditation, we're going to ask Marike to say the mantra. Thank you, Marike.
Thank you, Shanda. Dear ones, we are in our healing circle right now. The angelic realm is invited and surrounds us now. Imagine us all sitting in a circle where we are holding each other's hands. In the middle of the circle, There's a plateau where all of our candles that we have just lit in the candle ceremony stand. You may ask for yourself to have a wonderful healing experience in your best interest for the highest, greatest good. I'll ask it out loud today, so you can ask it with me in your mind, or you can do it in your own way. All is fine. I am the presence who called the universal life energy to come to me from source via Christ to wake me with love, light, and wisdom. I ask my guidance and my angels to be with me and to guide me and protect me. I ask the masters from the past and the present to be with me and guide me. I ask them to take care of the fact that all that happens is in belonging of all info. I am the love of God. I am the light of God. I am the healing power of God. I am. You may close your eyes if you desire and become aware of the fact that you are connected with Mother Earth as you sit on our ground. Our hands we are holding are a circle of light. We are a giant wheel of light, and from our heart centers there are spokes of light shining into the center of our circle, the place where the candles are glowing. Underneath that place is where we focus upon. It is the center of the earth. Our mother's crystal heart lies within there. You can probably feel her heartbeat now. Imagine a book in the center of the heart from Mother Earth, the book of healing requests. And where you may write down in grace your own name, please go ahead. All names of the people who requested healing are in that book, and you may add any name or any person, animal, crystal, or plant like sent healing to in the book. Please go ahead. All names are in the book now. We are surrounded by only pure energy from the spiritual plane. The book is closed now, and it dissolves gently into Mother Earth's heart, the place of our focus. And now we go on to the next stage of our ceremony. Please remain silent, and please stay in a circle. The hands should now be released to focus upon thyself. Thank you. And I'm going to introduce you to Asra's meditation, but Asra likes to play a little song first to listen together, to enjoy the space where we are in right now, and then she starts speaking. So here we go.
great relationships dwell in the space of love. Everything is sacred. Everything is a change for love. Everyone is perfect. Every moment is a moment of love. Everything is good. No moment need be wasted. The beauty of life. Everything is good. Every thought can build love. Every feeling can create peace. The spirit of love is always with you. Everything is good. Every heart can remain open. To celebrate the divine, nothing is ever wasted, yours, ours, mine. A gift in every moment, the sunlight in your hair, hearts and souls celebrate love, letting go the past, our journey to greater love. I reveal your every our space with love. Our destiny lies before us. Our dreams are understood. We understand the fullness. We know how to transcend pain. We know we are true reflections. We promise not to blame.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. We trust each other completely, from essence to the core. Our love is honored completely. We must adore us. We must explore us. We support each other. We encourage each other. We respect each other. We play together. We create together. We are two, but one. Unique, but the same. Independent, yet dependent. We are proud, yet humble. Vulnerable, but strong. Everything matters. Everything. Our love builds daily. It grows. We adapt to the season of life. We relax in the truth of love. We look within often and meet in soul places. You touch me and I touch you. Our love grows from this touch. Serenity is our time. Tranquility is our truth. Silence are our words. Transparent is my heart. Transparent is your heart. You are my highest priority. Only expectations block our love. We create our own soulness. Nothing false. No pretense. Authentic. Our home is made for love. Our words are words of love. Our time is time for love. Everything is important. Everything can grow our love. Every word can build more love. My perspective is always love. You are the love of my life. You are the perfection of dreams. Let nature remind us of this most precious gift. Nature's beauty is our beauty. Nature's harmony is our harmony. Nature's simplicity is our simplicity. Nature's commitment is our commitment. Everything is important. Love is cumulative, it builds. In love, everything builds. A thread of love so fine, a thread so far reaching, you can become enlightened simply by being in love. Reconnect with nature.
Thank you.
Thank you to Azra for the beautiful meditation. And for the people who want to close the chakras, right now it's time to do that. If you don't meditate very often, if you're new to it, it's better that you close your chakras as much as you feel comfortable. And to do that, we go to the top of our head, pretending we have doors, and we close the crown chakra door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. To the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel, closing that door. And down to the base chakra, closing that one. And down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Now we're going to bring the light back up to the crown chakra, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a beautiful pyramid, a pyramid of purple light. He's going to take you by the hand, put you into the pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection, to keep you there safe until next time we meet, until next time you meditate. Your ceiling's at the top with the blue light. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for creating and co-creating such a beautiful energy today. Thank you to the Archangels for joining us, and to the Christ Angelic energies and the Magdalene energies as well. We ask that they remain in archives for people listening in. Thank you. Thank you, Azra.
Thank you,
Marita.
Thank you so very much.
I was just going to say, we're hoping to have Michael next week, but we haven't got a definite on that yet. So we'll just check it out.
Here we go. We have another love song chosen by Azra to play now. I would like to listen, and then after that, let Azra share. She's going to talk about dream work with us. So it's really, really beautiful, your meditation, Azra. And I really heard the birds singing so enthusiastically with you. That was so beautiful. They're singing together with you a song of love. Thank you for that.
Thank you. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
My winged ones.
Sweetie. Yeah, we are cue your song now.
Thank you ever so much.
The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more.
have your eyes really seen?
You say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you.
Love is the key we must turn. Truth is the flame we must burn. Freedom the lesson we must learn. You know what I mean. Have your eyes really seen?
That was a lovely song. I didn't find out who that was by. Who's that by, Marie Kay?
It is called Elton John's love song, but it doesn't sound like him.
That one.
No, it didn't
Elton
really.
John.
Oh, it was Elton John. Okay.
It's called Love Song by Elton John.
Yes, it's beautiful. Oh, you are still here, Esther.
Yes, I got back.
Oh, you are fast. You are really fast. Okay, that's good. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, then you can talk about dream work. I'm very curious about what you are going to tell us about it, Ashra.
Thank you. Dream work. I guess we recently on a course with the Four Winds called Mastery of Time, we were able to do a lot of healing, our personal healing, by creating our own momentum tunnels and going backwards and forwards through time, healing timelines, also doing some more genetic healing. But we also did a lot of dream work. We did created a new mesa, which is our personal, I have a personal mesa, which I use my wounds were transformed to become my medicine. And now I have a Mastery of Time mesa, which we did a lot of global, there was a little bit of personal, but mostly global work done to healing timelines on a global basis for Mother Earth. We always work with Mother Earth and also with the cosmos in this tradition. Very connected between both two skies, both worlds, all worlds, universes, multiverse, everywhere. And we did healing for each other, healing and dreaming for each other on an individual basis and also on a global basis. One of the things we did was dreaming for each other one-on-one, take an item from that person. It can be energetically or it can be actually physically, hold it with you, and then the other person, without speaking it, voicing it, would ask a question, and then we would dream for the answer. And so the part we did that. We also did dream work for healing of Mother Earth and everything else, all sentient beings everywhere in all realms. And as shamans, there is a concerted effort to dream the world that we want into being, creating a beautiful new reality, not just for ourselves, but for everyone, everywhere. We are truly all connected. And I guess I'll say, well, I can do a little bit more about dream interpretation on a personal basis. Do I have time?
Yes, you have time. Yes, you can go ahead.
I'll give you one example. When I dreamt for my partner, I actually had two dreams. And I don't sleep a lot, so I don't dream a lot. A lot of my dream time is actually during my wake time. And so when I actually did dream, and I dreamt two dreams. One I thought was for her, definitely. I didn't know what her question was, but it felt right. Again, this is all, everything is done through connecting with our body, dropping into our body. It's experiential, visceral learning, that connection with the physical body. Our physical bodies are highly sophisticated decoding machines, and that's what we tap into. And I highly recommend it to everyone to try and do that rather than popping into our analytical minds where things get a little too chattery at times. If you're looking for answers, drop into your body, and everything is within, it comes from within. So in terms of the dream work, the two dreams, one was for, I thought was for my partner, and I shared that with her, and it resonated. And then we did dream interpretations in small groups of three. The dream that I had, it takes longer for me to tell it than it, the actual, it was very short and quick, actual sort of linear time, it was very fast. Of the key elements, which is all that we were working with, rather than wrapping a lot of story, the teachings, that's, we chunk it down, we don't wrap story around things because that creates drama, and that's one of the difficulties a lot of people have, is wrapping story around things, and people that way get stuck in their story. It's the same thing with dream work. Just make it as simple and clean and clear as possible. So if you have a dream, all you need are the key elements. And then what we did was we dropped into each element. So my second dream, we were told we could work with recurring dreams. Fortunately, my recurring dreams are no longer, thank goodness. So I worked with that very interesting fast dream that I had. And the key elements were a black cat, these were elements that were actually all sitting in a row with their backs to me when I shared it, when I saw it very quickly. A black cat, a bright blue rabbit, wild baby bunny, and a little baby duckling. So there's very important messages. When I dropped in, at first glance, I thought, wow, this is kind of weird. And I usually don't say weird. I usually say interesting instead of weird. You know, it's very interesting because we have to be careful with our language, and it's not fair to denigrate our experiences, our senses, what we're feeling by using, terms like weird. So I prefer interesting myself. So there was something in it for me, huge thing for me personally, but there was also, something in it for everyone as well. I'll just give you one example of the bright blue rabbit. The message to me and to everyone was, you can't hide when you're a bright blue rabbit. It's okay to be a bright blue rabbit. You are loved. even though through a bright blue rabbit, you are loved. And all I can say is dream big, 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 beautiful dream. It's been a long, long journey for me personally. I know it has been for everyone. We are all rainbow warriors, luminous warriors. That's why we're all here now. So dream big dreams, big, beautiful dreams, because miracles happen and dreams really do come true.
Wow. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
You experience the dream and then you remember it, or can you go to over here, over there when you are dreaming? Is it like awakening in a dream and then you go somewhere?
Well, the way we did this was we just, I had the key elements.
Yes.
And also there was movement, because when I interacted, there was a shift. I went over and started patting the black cat. So there was movement. It was in color. These mm-hmm. are sort of key elements. And then my partners acted as shamans. And so, it was me, all the answers, they didn't interpret it for me.
Uh-huh.
What they did was they guided me, and I had to drop in and become the black cat, become the bright blue rabbit, and then speak as each element. And then I was given very important messages.
Wow.
Amazing.
Interesting.
Very
interesting.
Very
powerful.
Yes.
Well, I've been afraid of that. In a meditation, I was just worried somebody was going to maul me. No, it's strange being a blade of grass, because, when you're meditating, you can sort of be anything, can't you? You don't realize what you're going to... doing. It's the same with dreaming, isn't it? Because meditating
yeah.
is like dreaming while you're awake.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting. So do you interpret other people's dreams at all?
Sorry, pardon me?
That's right. Do you interpret dreams for other people?
Yes, as a matter of fact, when I came back, our dear friend Mike Hymanson, who lives in Italy, I was speaking to him, and I happened to mention that we had done this dream work, and he just happened to have had this very, he had a dream, but all he could remember was a symbol. And so I asked him if he wanted to try it. I love playing. It's a very, very creative process. There's no maps. It's totally creative. So we explored that. And when he dropped into the A, it wasn't what he expected it to be. And we actually ended up doing a dream vision quest. And I was I was guiding him. I was right there with him. But it turned into a whole big adventure. It was a dream vision quest that we ended up going on, and it gave him some very important messages of his mission here. And he actually spoke about it on Barry's last show, Council of Fire.
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. I learned that word from Ezra. Absolutely fabulous. I love it.
I've just really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's been brilliant.
Wonderful.
And also, Ezra, in one meditation, I was a flower in a field, and there were bombs dropping at the other side of the field. And all sorts going on in this field. and I was a flower just blooming, because that's what I was there to do, just bloom. And it didn't matter what was going on around me, I was just doing what I was here to do. And I think that that was a message for me, that I'm here to do what I, what I've got to do, whatever goes on around me.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, I just really enjoyed it. Thank you, Astra.
Well,
we're
going
to have to say good night for blessing in a minute, aren't we? We've got
Gary's side bread. Shana, we can play, we can listen to a song and then we can say goodbye because we have 8 minutes left. We can listen another time.
Okay.
And then we have private, yes, for, especially for Gary.
Yeah, but he hasn't showed up to eat it. okay.
But he's there, for sure.
Is this another Enya song that we're
going
to play? Oh, I love Enya. Is it Amarantine?
Yes.
Oh,
here you go.
Thanks so much.
You know when you give your love away, it opens your heart, everything is new, and you know time will always find a way to let your heart.
Oh, that was Amarantine by Enya. That was brilliant, that song. I love it. Right then, so drink plenty of water if you've been meditating, just to release the toxins, because any alternative therapy, you've got to drink loads of water. And also it grounds yourself, so there's a good excuse to go get a bag of chips from the chippy. Do you have chip shops in Holland?
The chips from the chippies? I don't think so. I don't know what it is, but we have chips over here, but you eat them. They are potatoes, you know, called chips.
Yeah, we have chip shops and sell them. famous.
Is it, what is it? Is it, what's it, what you eat in the church, you mean?
No, no. The chip shop sells fish and chips.
Oh,
and,
like fish and chips. Chippies.
Yeah, fish and chips. Yeah.
Okay, yes, I know what it is. You don't have it, but I know it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you're missing. I'll come over there and open one. It'll go a
bomb. Please, but talk.
Hey, well, I'll have to take you to one when you come. Marika's coming over in about 2 weeks with Yolanda from Holland, because we're all going to Avebury for the summer solstice. So we'll have to take you to a chip shop, won't we?
To a chip shop to eat that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know what it is. She says it's patat. We have that here. But you eat it with fish together, and you wrap it in an old paper, newspaper, isn't that right?
Yeah,
that's
an old newspaper, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I learned about the English people. They eat from a newspaper. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's really funny.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to come over there on the summer solstice and meet everybody. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Like really feeling to meet my family there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so next week, we're just sorting out a fantastic guest for next week. We're not quite sure who we have just at this moment, but there's a few people in the wings that are really more than capable of coming on here as special guests. And we always have a brilliant night. It doesn't matter who we get. So we're going to play out with another song, a gorgeous song. Is it another? Oh, it's Delirium, is it?
We
Euphoria.
Can better let Ezra introduce the song.
Okay. Yeah, thank you to Ezra. Give her a great big clap. She was fantastic.
Wonderful.
Thank you so very much once again for giving me this opportunity and the journey, long, long journey of finding my voice. I'm so honored, so blessed to be connected with you all. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, we love you too.
And I could hardly wait to give you big heart-to-heart hugs at the end.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
So this is Euphoria, Firefly by Delirium.
Bye-bye, everybody. We see y'all next week.
Yeah, bye.
I love you all.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you for helping us to co-create the beautiful energy. Big fabulous day tonight. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.